Hey everyone, welcome back and thanks for tuning in to a new episode of Emma's House Music after a while. This is your monthly indie pop listeners digest, bringing you 12 new and 2 older sparkling pop songs. It's been 6 weeks since our last show as we were on holiday and dealing with some life changes after that, but as we are recording this, it's still August, so most of what you're going to hear in the next 50 minutes or so has been released this month. We're going to have a slow start to this show with an opening track from way back that's not actually that old, but still falls into the "has it really been that long ago" category. It seems like yesterday that Melbourne's The Newsletters released their self-titled debut LP, but it's 5 years old now, and we haven't heard anything from the band since then, so we have to assume they disbanded. Starting off today's show, for really no other reason but to remind all of us what a great record that is, here's The Newsletters with 17. By The Newsletters, taken from their self-titled LP from 2017. Moving on to our 12 new songs now. As it's probably the last show of the year where we can legitimately bask in the summer sunshine, our first record of new tracks this month captures some great summer sounds. The first comes from Chemical Club, a DIY indie pop duo from Ottawa, Canada, who have been self-releasing singles for 3 years now. Chemical Club just joined the Arts and Crafts label, and coming up is their first release on the new label, capturing the key message of a collapsing planet this summer with hell in a heatwave. Here's Chemical Club. ¶¶ Lovely Corduroy, that's Nikki and the Waves, a trio from Manchester who wouldn't surprise us if they went really massive in the near future. The song's called ELC and it's taken from their EP Songs to Play Tennis To that came out in July and is full of tunes just like that with a wealth of influences, but always with the word pop in all caps written all over it. Before Nikki and the Waves, we played Hell in a Heatwave by Chemical Club, with a hat tip to a smashing Canadian music site that we may not have mentioned before. They're called The Review and are self-professed indie music connoisseurs, and if you haven't heard of them, head over to thereview.ca where great rewards will wait for you. Our next bracket of songs celebrates the return of two of our favorite music acts from recent years. First up, we've got the news that Emilia Murray, aka Phaser Days, is back. Phaser Days' 2017 album Morningside took the indie world by storm, a kind of success that apparently was difficult for the artist to handle. So she took a bit of a break to rearrange her life and is back now with a new single that sounds very different from what she was doing 5 years ago, but is still absolutely stunning. After that, we have the new single by Chorus Girl coming up, but right now, here's Phaser Days with Come Apart.
I saw something in your eye when you looked at me. I get a little bit uptight. This could be now. I'm trying to figure out. You and me, it ain't working. So take a minute, admit it, let's commit to it. It's a decision, and we get used to it. Cause we grow apart, we fall apart. Go back to 89. Two wrongs will make a right. Said that I'm alright, but don't count the strings you strike. From major to minor and back to minor. From major to minor. 2020 vision, marked by indecision. Once upon a time is here. Withdrawn introspective, defending your perspective. Everything that you hold dear. Your end needs a rewrite. Before we turn the bright light, the bright.
Chorus Girl with Don't Go Back to 89, the first single from her upcoming third album Collapso Calypso that's out in October. Just like with Phaser Days, there's been a bit of a pause to Chorus Girl's Sylvie Versing's career while she relocated to her hometown in Germany, but thankfully didn't stop writing and recording music that is going to be released soon. It should also be added that with a driving distance of a mere 17 miles, Chorus Girl is certainly the closest to home artist that we've ever had on this show. Coming up next, we've got a bracket of lo-fi bedroom pop acts going for the big soundscape. First, it's the new single from Sunbrella, the musical outfit of Prague-born London-based artist David Spilker, who's been entertaining us with his songs since 2018. The title of his new single is Wrong. And we're going to follow that up with a track off the new Castle Beat album. First though, here's Wrong, this is Sunbrella.
I'm screaming.
You're listening to episode 2208 of Emma's House Music, and just now you heard Home, a track taken from the new Castlebeat album Half-Life. It's Josh Wang's California solo outfit's fourth album already, all produced at his home garage, and how exactly Castlebeat still aren't huge is just beyond us. Moving on, we are going to play one of those bands whose name has been floating around our musical bubble for years, but we never really checked them out. Shame on us. In the case of London punk trio Big Joni, this may have been due to the fear they'd somehow be too punk for us to appreciate, but that changed quickly when we first heard the following track on the latest Girls Like Us show. This is fantastic, coming from Big Joni's second long player Back Home, due out in November. Here's In My Arms.
To
Cheerbleeders from London with a track from their brilliant debut Even in Jest. And if you're thinking this sounds a bit like that Fresh band he keeps banging on about, you've got it right. Fresh's Catherine Woods is in Cheerbleeders as well and doing the lead vocals on Break Your Arm, the track we just played. No verbose introduction needed here. Suffice it to say that Pete Astor has a new LP coming up, his 9th solo album, and you've got to add a few Loft and Weather Prophets records to that count to get a notion of only his most important work. Time on Earth will be out on Hamburg's Tapete Records in September, and this is the title track. Here's Pete Astor with Time on Earth.
Dressed up in future fashion, spending time outside the station. Superpowers in your fingertips, guarding special information. You came from Kenya via Saturn, never asking for permission. Standing there every single day, quiet about your mission. Your legacy is neon bones, breast cuttings and black and white photos, and no one even knew your name. You were just spending time on Earth again. Stories and new religions, like Jesus on holiday. You left behind your brand new family, no one ever saw you again. You disappeared in the dead of winter, no whisper of an explanation. They kept your seat at the bar, ready for your reincarnation. Your legacy is neon bones, breast cuttings and black and white photos, and no one even knew your name. You were just spending time on Earth again. Is neon bones, breast cuttings and black and white photos, and no one even knew your name. You were just spending time on Earth again. I said you were just spending time on Earth again.
The rest is dance, and this whole world
The Crystal Furs from Portland are gearing up for the release of their next and fourth album out sometime later this year, and what we just played was California Misses You, the second single of it. Coming up to our last bracket of new songs already, we have the wonderful news that our favorite Seattle three-piece Cozy Slippers are releasing their first self-titled LP in October, offering 12 wonderful pop songs. The album will be a co-release with Kleine Untergrundschallplatten doing the vinyl and Subjangle doing the CD release. We've got the first single up next for you. Keep an eye out for more to come, or just pre-order the album using the Bandcamp link in this show's description on ms-housemusic.de. Nobody Knows Me Anyhow. Here's Cozy Slippers.
Never even touching me at all. Now I'm just jealous.
final new track on this episode of Emma's House Music came from The Martial Arts, the musical project of Paul Kelly. Paul's from Glasgow and has worked with Carla J. Easton, the BMX Bandits and Ravelow, among others, and the track just now was Guilt by Association from his EP Getting Stranger by the Month. That was self-released last year already, but has got the 10-inch vinyl treatment this August. From Where It's At Is Where You Are. Getting Stranger by the Month from The Martial Arts is available now. So, that's about it for this month. Thank you so much to all of you who keep coming back to listen to our show, and also to those of you who lost their way on the internet and ended up here. Before we leave, there's still time for another track from way back. We started the show with a Melbourne band, and a Melbourne band is going to wrap it up. The Cat's Meow were one of the many Bart Cummings bands in the 90s. They're still dearly loved for the restrained arrangements on their deeply melancholic pop songs, many of them finishing just around the 1 minute mark. The Cat's Meow are also the band with the most astonishing original releases to retrospectives ratio, where a modest original output is mirrored in no less than 4 comprehensive compilations, 2 of those having come out this summer alone. So we're going to say goodbye with the Cat's Meow's relatively epic 2 minute long musing If Things Had Been Different from last month's compilation Songs 94 to 98. We hope to be able to say hello to you again at the end of September for our next episode. Until then, stay safe, enjoy the last days of summer, try and catch as much new music as you possibly can, and be nice.